What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, let's welcome in Elliot Shore Park. Speaking of football, we actually had some football last night in the Hall of Fame game. God bless you if you watched it.
No, I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Was it fun to watch?
What was I going to watch? A re-air of the Phillies on NBC Sports?
Take a breather for a night.
No. I was in my room. What am I going to do? I'm
going to
put the NFL
on. By the way, Jody,
on.
I'm watching The Sopranos again. I'm in season three now. I don't think you're in The Sopranos. The last time I watched it,
I listened, James.
The last time I watched The Sopranos, which was about 2 or 3 years ago, I listened very closely for whether Jody's voice was in it, radio thing in it, background is, you know, Tony's doing something, and I didn't hear it then. I'm through two seasons. Jody, your whole thing that you were in The Sopranos, your voice, I don't think you were.
Wait, no. I'm unfamiliar with this story. I know we have to get to Elliot, but you were in The Sopranos?
My voice. Was used by The Sopranos as background noise to a scene. I wish I knew what
unless
it
was. Wasn't. Jody, you got to identify the episode. Come on.
I don't even know the season, so how can I identify
the episode?
Because, Devin, Jody was doing New York radio, and it was set up there, New York, New Jersey, you know, New Jersey primarily. And so it would make sense that they'd have, you know, it on the background.
And they didn't tell you what episode was?
And, oh, by the way, a lot of the stuff that they shot in studio was done in Queens, like mere miles, not even, less than 2 miles from the studio of WFA.
I just need somebody that knows The Sopranos really well to tell me if you think Jody's voice is in there. I've listened intently and have never heard it. Let's talk to Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot, I'm not saying Jody's lying because I know he believes it, but do you think he's misguided here? Elliot Shore Parks, was Jody Mann's voice in The Sopranos?
I mean, he has a beautiful voice, so I think it makes sense to put in if they could.
It had nothing to do with my voice.
Elliot, you don't strike me as a Sopranos guy, though. Are you?
No, I watched like 6 episodes and gave up.
that checks.
That sounds exactly correct.
Yeah. What a loser. My God.
He was too busy watching reality shows, Joe. Come on, man.
Yeah.
You got to understand.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
Oh, for the love of God. All right, Elliot, let's talk some Eagles football here. So they got a game in 6 days. Let's start with this. The vibe at camp. What would you say the vibe at camp? What has stood out to you as far as the vibe and the mojo of this team?
Yeah, so I think yesterday was a bit of a unique day just because it was so hot. I think the heat definitely had an impact on the practice. They did the fewest amount of team drills than they have in the other previous 5 days. Jalen only threw the ball 11 times. They got good work in, but it to me felt like a little bit of a lethargic kind of low energy practice. And as a result, the offense didn't really have a great day. We can get into more detail of that. But, I think overall, like, weather has been a factor in this camp. It's been super, super hot for a lot of the days. I'm driving down to the NovaCare now and it's extremely cloudy. It's like 40 degrees cooler than it was yesterday. So, I think so far, in a weird way, it feels like weather has been a little bit of the vibe of camp.
Elliot, with the fact that you say it was a slow day for the offense yesterday, one of the things I want to know about this, to be determined through camp, backup running back. A lot of conversation on WIP about they got to cut down on Saquon's touches. He can't have as many touches as he did last year. I think that's going to take care of itself by his health that might cut into his touches so it becomes a non-conversation. But there are going to be backup running back snaps and touches to be had. How is that going to be determined?
Yeah, so if they're going to use Saquon less, they're certainly not showing it so far in camp. So Saquon, prior to yesterday, was averaging about 6 carries per practice. Last year in his first training camp with the team, that number was just over 3. So they've been using him quite a bit through these first 5 days, and then yesterday he got the ball a ton as well. So we'll see if his touches actually do go down, but you're right, in a world where he does suffer an injury or where, you know, they do try to limit his touches, that backup running back spot becomes a big one. And one surprise in camp so far to me has been how much they're using A.J. Dillon as that clear backup. I thought that Will Shipley was going to be the guy going into this camp. I thought that he would be the one getting touches with the first team, all the second team touches. Hasn't really been the case. A.J. Dillon has more carries with the first team offense than Will Shipley does, and Will Shipley has more carries with the second team offense. So the read I get on it, you know, heading into the season is Saquon obviously going to be on the field, you know, 80% of the snaps or whatever. I think A.J. Dillon is the Saquon backup, and Will Shipley might be the Kenny Gainwell third down pass-catching running back. But A.J. Dillon's definitely had a good camp so far.
Interesting. Elliot, how has Jalen Hurts looked so far?
So Jalen got off to a great start. The first two practices were really good. He was completing 93% of his passes, which is, you know, not sustainable. He was always going to cool off. But the last few days have definitely been a rough one. I thought yesterday was probably his worst practice of camp. Now, he only threw it 11 times, but that means in those 11 passes, like, they matter more and they're more important. So yesterday at the end of practice, they had a drill where it was 2 minutes. They were doing situational football.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
2 minutes left in the game. Ball on the 25-yard line, 25 yards out from the end zone. Everybody's watching. The crowd noise is pumping in. I mean, it really had like a feeling of, okay, this is like it was the most important part of practice. First throw of the drill, Jalen overthrows the ball, and it's intercepted by Eli Ricks over the middle of the field. So that was definitely a disappointing throw from Jalen. He has 2 interceptions in his last 3 practices, I believe, so turning it over more than he did last year. You know, I would say overall he's probably been average, but I think it's trending down over the last few practices instead of trending up.
Elliot, who's flashed? When we talked to Ruben last hour, he told us that he senses a big jump from Quinyon Mitchell, which is saying something because he was so good last year. Who that you've seen has really flashed so far?
Yeah, so Quinyon has been unbelievable. I would agree with that. Jihad Campbell has been outstanding. You can't watch an Eagles practice without him standing out or making a play. And again, on a day where I think it was a little bit lethargic for parts of practice, he definitely brings energy. Like, he is a physical player. You can tell he's a rookie trying to make a stamp on this. He had a drill a snap yesterday where he kind of threw Ben Van Summer into the ground. The day before, he had a drill where he kind of really got up on Goddard at the end of a catch, knocking him to the ground. And you can just see the athleticism. You can see that he looks like he knows what he's doing out there, which is really impressive for a rookie. that really, frankly, wasn't even supposed to be practicing at this point when you think about what the expectations were. So that would be the big name. And then if you want a lesser-known name for guys to keep an eye out for next week, Elijah Cooks has been outstanding. And I think he's been good enough that Johnny Wilson's roster spot might be in trouble. So those are the two players I think have really stood out.
All right, I want to follow up on Campbell because probably my favorite quote of the entire camp was Fangio talking about the Eagle trainers, how they underestimate and then overperform by getting them out there before August never rolled around. What's his role going to be? How is he going to be used? Is it going to be back and forth between edge and linebacker? Is it just going to be linebacker until they get, like, some of their linebackers back healthy? How are they going to deploy Jahad Campbell, who's opening up everybody's eyes at camp?
Yeah, it's a great question, and I don't know if we fully know the answer yet, but it's a good problem to have because he's looked awesome. I think that he can fill a number of different roles. Right now, he is with the starting linebacker. Zach Bond hasn't been practicing the last few days, so he's been out there with the first team, and again, he's looked outstanding. But yesterday, there were some second team drills where he lined up at edge. Didn't look great doing it. I mean, it was only two or three snaps, and he didn't get any pressures. But the fact they're already doing that this early in the camp shows that they want to use him in a variety of ways. So Nakobe, unlikely to play in week one, I would say. So it'll probably just be Campbell and Bond as the starting linebackers. But I could see a world where Trotter's out there with Bond, and they put Campbell as kind of a joker role where they can put him in different places, make the offense guess where he's going to be, and just send him after the quarterback and have him wreak havoc. Mm. So they have a lot of options with him for sure.
All right, final thing, Elliot. Is there a chance Nakobe Dean, when healthy, if fully healthy and good again, does not get his starting job back?
So, you know, I was actually going to ask Nick that today on his philosophy with that, because one of the main takeaways from practice yesterday was prior to practice, Nakobe was off on the field working with trainers, and he looks great. Like, credit to him for all the work he's put in. He looks, you know, I'm not a doctor, so this is just me looking, but he doesn't look like someone that suffered a serious injury back in January. And I'm sure there's a lot of steps still. He has to be approved for contact, and it's one thing to run around as opposed to playing football, but he looks great. Vic Fangio loves him. I know that he was really impressed with how he played last year, but Campbell's a first round pick, and those guys play. So I'm not sure what they're going to do there. They'll probably just play Campbell, but man, you got to feel for Nakobe if that's the case.
Absolutely. Look, I will always root for that guy. I hope he gets a big payday someday somewhere, and I hope he's an Eagle forever, but I think there's a good chance, you know, this will be his last year with the Birds and he signs somewhere else. So, Elliot, good work, bud. We look forward to talking to you next week when the Eagles play a game. Thanks, Elliot.
Yep, sounds good. Talk to you.
All right, you got it, man.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states. You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.